News. I'm Haya Pujwani. A federal judge on Thursday blocked new Texas law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Joe Biden needs to take action.
As I told President Biden during our meeting on Tuesday, he needs to take executive action right now. He needed to take it yesterday and the day before. He needs to secure that border and protect our communities because lives are being lost and we cannot wait.
The Texas Smokehouse Fire has grown to become the largest wildfire in state history. AP correspondent Sean Murphy reports that snowy weather is slowing the fire north of Amarillo, but numerous structures have already burned.
They haven't been able to get in and truly survey the damage. I did talk to the mayor of the town of Fritch, which is north of Amarillo. He said at least 40 to 50 homes were destroyed on the south edge of the city. The full scale of the damage hasn't been realized, but we're definitely talking a lot of homes destroyed.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to fulfill Moscow's goals in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shemus reports on his State of the Nation address ahead of next month's election.
Arriving to an auditorium packed with Russian lawmakers and top officials, Putin began his two-hour-long address. He also sternly warned the West against deeper involvement in the fighting, saying it could risk a global nuclear conflict. French President Emmanuel Macron had earlier said that deploying Western troops to Ukraine should not be ruled out. In an apparent reference to Macron's statements, Putin said countries who decided to do that would face tragic consequences. He accused the West in provoking conflict in Ukraine, the Middle East, and other regions of the world, and said that there are also weapons that can hit targets on their territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge increased last month. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Prices were up last month, but the increase is smaller compared to previous years. Inflation has cooled, but many Americans remain frustrated.
This is AP News. Applications for jobless benefits are on the rise, but as AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, it still remains historically low.
More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the number of layoffs remains historically low. 13,000 more people applied for unemployment for the week ending February 24th. Overall, almost 2 million Americans are getting benefits. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. Though layoffs remain at low levels, there have been more job cuts recently, mostly in technology and media. Among the companies that have been letting people go, Google parent company Alphabet, eBay, TikTok, and the Los Angeles Times. There have been job cuts outside of tech and media, including at UPS, Macy's, and Levi's. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks on Wall Street are mostly down. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.